Beis Mao Cheshvan, Sunday the 6th of October, Rabbi Simcha Hollander. How close can one get to the Kosol HaMoravi? This week's Towaway has been sponsored by Family Vashavsky, Le'il Nishmas, Miras, Rivka Bas, Shloima, Aleha Shalom.
Since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael have had the eyes focused on the Mokum HaMikdash still. Mokum Le'izoz HaShchina, Mokum Tzfila, Balikos HaMoravi. It says in Shir Hashim, there's a medrash which says that Klal Yisrael is compared to a yoina. Just like a yoina, when you take away the gezola of the children, it still stays by its own shoivach, its dwelling place. Also, Klal Yisrael, even though there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, we still always keep coming back to the Mokum HaMikdash, to the Kosel, to Daven there. The Ran even says, we speak about when to start the same Talamoto. So, and that's, they wait 15 days after the Zman when you say Mashiv Oroach. Why? Because the people who are Oile Lerega have to come back to, they have to go back to their houses, and it takes 15 days. So the Ran asks, after Churban Beis HaMikdash, why are you worried about Oile Lerega? So he says, the Maisa, the Ran in Tanis, the Maisa, the Minig is, it's still, they keep going back to the Koisi, even after there's a Minig. Noyagim to come to the Mokum HaMikdash, even by Rigonim, by Yom Tov, Maaser v'Yashiv, who was talking Makpid, every Yom Tov he went to the Kosel to be carry on the minhag of being Aliyah L'Rega. The halach is that even though the Beis HaMikdash Nechrav, but there's still Kedusha, as a Musig of Kedusha, Rishayna, Kitchel, Rishato, Kitchel, Osid Lovoy. The Kedusha still stays. It's a machlokes Rishonim, but the Rambam is mashma. But the Maaser v'Paskin that Paskin. A lot of Rishonim hold that there still is, the Kedusha is still there. Now the loch is, I think everyone knows, that a Tome is not allowed to go onto Har HaBayis. It's Issacharis. The Rambam holds it's Issacharis. The Raiva is Choylek. But a lot of Achronim hold, even the Raiva, even if it holds, there's no chorus, the Zich is still an Issa. And the Chofetz Chaim in Kut HaLochis brings that most Rishonim Choylek and Raiva hold this Taka Issacharis to go. I think that's the consensus of most. The Poskim, all of them. That nowadays is still an Issa chorus to go up to the Har HaBayis to Mokum HaMikdash. Shayez, where up to where we allowed to, what's the issue going into Har HaBayis? Now the Kosel is one of the four walls which really remained. It's one of the four walls of what? The Azorah, the Har HaBayis. So our G'dol HaChronim, Radvaz, Chai Odom, and the Sefer Shaar Tzedek on Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, they hold it's the wall of the Azorah. The Etzem walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Is it feel that going in front of it would still be also, because the Har HaBayis was in front of that. As all the people who come to the plaza of the Kosel, and we stand where we daven, the Fichai Odom will be a Issa Gomer to go there, yet will to me. And there's a chorus to go to the Har HaBayis. The Kosel is a Kosel of the Azorah, Beis HaMikdash, and Taki won't be allowed to. And in Bemis is, in Brisk, the Briskero was Taki Makvid. He didn't go anywhere near the Kosel. So right far back. How much it is, I don't know exactly the measurements. But and when Feinstein writes, it's hard to believe that thousands of Yidden for all these years are doing an Issacharis. I mean, everyone seems to go up to the wall. And the Chazanish as well, Reb Chaim Kanevsky told me that the Chazanish held it's Zichr, not the wall of the Azorah, the Achronim of Turkan, that it's the walls of the Har HaBayis. Since the Kos is the wall of the Har HaBayis, so up to the wall you're allowed to go. You're just not allowed to go further. Which seems to be what most Klal Yisrael, that's our neck, besides Brisk. Shai is now, so we're allowed to go up to the Kosel Moravi. What about putting fingers in or thing? As the Gemara says, Gemara Zvachim, that Ma Negia Behekesh Om Olam Reshlokish, Ma Negia Behmiktes Shmobia, just like Betum, if you touch a bit, the whole thing comes to Omer. Kach Bia Behmiktes Shmobia. If someone goes Behmiktes into a Mokim Tumor, the whole person comes to Omer. So the Chayim want to say, so the Agdola Chayim says, so what happens now? The Kosel, the Har HaBayis, it's a Kosel Har HaBayis. So the Kedusha comes up to the wall. So to say it goes all the way to that, to the other side of the wall, somehow it seems most of the Chayim seem told that's not a problem. If you put your finger in, you're now going into the Mokum HaMikdash. So the Chayim feel that Gemara will be a problem of Bia B'Miktus, Shmobia, and you're Toma going into the Makam Mikdosh. So how can we touch the Koisa? How can people put Ptokim, Kvitlich inside? L'chore, if you there, be a problem, it'll be able to make this Shmobia. So there's a locha that a Mitzera, the locha is a Mitzera, what happens? He gets healed. He brings his two birds, then he toivels, and he waits another 7 days. After the 7 days, he toivels again, and he's mekaleach, he shaves his hair, and the next morning, the next day he brings his karbonos. Now, when he brings his karbonos, when he's a chatas and the osham, they have to, and they sprinkle on him the dam. Now, how he has to put his hands into the mokim hamikdosh, and they put the dam on his fingertips, on his bohines, yimonis, riklo yimonis. So Matzor is Tommy. Kozman, he hasn't had this dam on him. He's called the Mechusa Kippurim. He hasn't brought his kabonis yet. So how can Matzor do it? How can you, he has to come into the base of Mikdash, and I see his Tommy. So Baram Sokim says that Hayois is no brera. That is Xeris of Kozman, that a person, a Tommy, a Matzor, he stands, where does he stand? He stands outside, in Shah Nikonor, that's where he stood, which didn't come Kodesh. And he puts his hands inside. So Tosis and Yevamos asks that Zion on the base. That so what do we say? How can he put his hands? I be able to make this shmobia, because if there's no brera, that's what you have to do. So Tosis asks, if you hold be able to make this is cold beer, so you might as well come inside as well. What's the difference? Just putting your hands, the whole body can go in. You say there's no brera, he has to go in. So Tosis and Yevamos brings two answers. First answer is Yesh loima de lo nicha sheyid che bias kulo dechsiv behedia el amiktosh le sovoy aber bia be mitzvah le ksiv behedia el amekesh gomala bia be mitzvah going into the mikdash the whole goof that's exactly the cause of el amekesh le sovoy how do you know you're not allowed to touch to do bia be mitzvah that's a hekesh. So hekesh is better to do something which is only a hekesh than something which is a issur gomel. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. Second teretz of Tosfos is oide shloima kiven de efshar ledei bebe miktus emikones kule chayev midi dehava hoile derk tzora vole baruchu. Just like if someone came to him in the middle as he was in the basement of Shukohen, he has to run out. So Gemara says you have to take it's better, you've got two ways of getting out, short way or a long way. The halacha is has to run out the short way. So Tosfos says the same here, even though beer be mixes is cold beer, but it's better to at least do the smallest amount. So B'chonah Vassman explains what's the two tirotzim here. So B'chonah says, he has a chakira, what does it mean beer be mixes shmo beer? Do you look at it as if he went in kuloi? Beer be mixes, kuloi he went in kuloi. Or do you say, no, Bia B'miktus is enough. You don't look at it as if he went the whole way. Bia B'miktus is enough. So he says that's the two tirots of Tosfos. First tirot of Tosfos holds that Ili went in Kuloi. If so, it's talking no difference. He didn't miktus or not. No loss. You got a Hekesh, one's learned from a Hekesh, one's learned from Xeris HaKosov. So on that we say it's better to do what's learned from a Hekesh. But in Alocha and Amaisa, it comes out the same thing. There's no difference he did Miktus or he did Kuloi. Because Miktus is like he did Kuloi. The second Teretz holds no. There's a din Bia B'Miktus. If they come in, Miktus. That Bia B'Miktus is also Osir. So they feel that. There's taka a difference. If you went in Kuloi, that's a bigger Issa. There's one Issa Miktus, and then there's another Issa of Kuloi. So the fear, the second teretz taka is the big chilek. If you did mixes, you did kulay. That's Rabbi Chana Sams. I mean, there are kashas on this. If
you say go in. What do you mean by in? Into where? Up the wall or what?
Oh, that's what I want to say. But normally, by being a mixer, you want to go into the mitzvah. He has to go through the gate. But ask the koisel. That's what you ask. He wasn't even going. Very good. That's what I want to come to. Very nice. But I'm talking about a case that Tommy walks into the base of Mikdosh. There's a gate, but come to a gate, no, not to the gate, you come to a gate, and you walk in, Shah, Nikonor, all these places. So you stand again, you put your hands through, you can walk in as well, if you only stood at the edge. Yeah, but the koisel is like a different, that's how I want to come to, very good. So, that's how Rabbi Chana learns. And brisk, they hold, there's no such thing. How can mixtus kelu and kuloi? We find rubber kekule is something we find about. But mixtus kekule, they seem to be, they don't like this bichlal, such a tzad. But I don't know, there's, we find mixtus ayoin kekule, you find belag boimer, we find these musogim. There's even mixtus shor kekule, there's such a thing. Some people wait after eating meat. So you wait 6 hours. So there is a minute to wait five and a bit. As I'm a serious to Chasam Sofer, that's what he held, and Rav Padva always held like that. So what does it sound like? That mixes shor kekulai. And there's a deacon Rambam. The Rambam says, you wait kamoi shei shois. What's kamoi shei shois? So see, it doesn't mean exactly six. But I'm saying it's agav. You see, there's a musar of mixas, and it doesn't have to, they keep asking, I know, so Michael Fashion is his stars, what's Rubik kekulai abichayat? Mixas, there is such a musar. The Ma'aseh Tzara B'Chomer learns his two stadium. So now, let's see. By the Koisel, you can put your fingers there, but you can't go in. You're blocked. So which Tzad, the Choyer, you could say, it's totally on that stadium. If you hold that Ke'il you went inside, you're blocked. You can't say Ke'il you went inside. But if you say the Mixas is enough, is Choyer, it's enough, even if I can't get in. Even though I'm blocked, or the Mixas, there's a din Mixas, there's a din Kulay.
There's a third
stuff,
which is a
mixas
where you could get in.
A mixas of a kule.
A mixas of a
kule,
yeah.
Where it's shy to get in. Right, I was thinking, maybe,
I hear. Could be
the
difference in mixas where you can't get in and mixas where you can get in.
So it's three, that's a, yeah. Could
give you a third
stuff. Yeah, very good. I was thinking maybe, but I hear. The other way is not possible, or it's, you can hear?
Yeah?
A third stuff. Yeah, I was thinking maybe it could be dachikit. But if we take on that, if you hold this ke'ilu kulo, I don't know if there's a tzad. There's a tzad, you can walk in, if you're blocked. If you hold it, you look at it as il, you went in kulo. And if you're blocked, if you're in that tzad, there's nothing wrong. No? Not more back? Fine. Right.
There's a sort of less of kedusha.
The Shah Nika had less of kedusha where he stood, but he put.
So that there shouldn't be a problem.
Shouldn't be a problem of him standing, of the whole goof standing there. But putting, he put his fingers into the etzem mikdash.
So that for him, because that's the mitzvah of the kohenim to be done,
right.
He's allowed to do that. But other people would not be allowed.
Would
an ordinary
Tommy be allowed to put his thumb in? To do, let's probably be able to mix his
shmobia.
Would not be allowed to, right.
And yet with
Mitzera
you do allow.
Mitzera you do allow, right. There's a special Zeskotha for Mitzera.
And therefore the Kedusha of that Shah.
Right, that Shah didn't have Kedusha, so he could stand there. Yeah. So on that place is asked, why do you need not to have Kedusha on that thing? Be able to mix his shmobia. What's the difference? Make sure they have Kedusha and say, I'm a tzara, has to go in. What can you do? That was Tosis Kasha. And I had these two answers. How do you, so Rav Chana explains what is called Bia B'miktas. Do you look at the Kelo Kolo? Is a chari for that, if you want sad at least, it wouldn't be a problem putting your hands into the koisel, because you're blocked. So you wouldn't say Bia B'miktas Shmo Bia. There were G'dayl HaChroinim who were machmir on it, Reb Shmuel Ibdiskin, the Chazanish, Taka didn't touch the Koisel. But the Minig Yisrael seems to be, Reb Shmuel Zalman, when they bring Bishmoy, that in Minig Yishalayim, or all the Doras, they Taka touch the Koisel, and so they bring Avdineza, that what is the Kedusha, till where does the Kedusha go? Does it go to the beginning of the wall, or to the, so Avdineza seems to hold, it only goes to the inside of the wall. So even when you put your fingers in, you won't be getting to the avir of the, okay, it's a big, so if you have neneza, bichlal, there's no kedusha on that side, you can put your fingers in, there's no problem. But if either the other poiskim will hold, it's a lot of beer, the mikdos, lechore kutake beer, so if you this tzad, lechore you can, it would be mutter. Lechore is a raya, to learn that tzad, you look at it, ge'ilu kuloi. And therefore, if it will be blocked, it won't be good. There's a Tosis in Zvochim. It talks about there that if a beged came Tomei, a beged of a Kohen, Me'il, comes Tomei, You have to clean a kibbutz in his laundry washing. Shaila is if what happens if it went out of the Beis Hamikdash? You had the Beg of the Kohen. It had dam spritzen in it, and it went out of the Beis Hamikdash, and then it came Tommy. So you have to bring it back in. The kibbutz has to be done in the Mokem HaMikdash. So you have to bring the beged back in. But the beged has become Tommy. How can you bring it back into the Mokem HaMikdash? So the Gemara in Zochin says, you don't bring in the whole beged. You bring the beged 3x3. Unless the tumor, Shem Beged to get tumor, is 3x3 tefachim, I think.
It's boys.
It's 3x3. And so what you do, so you bring in slowly, you bring in a bit of the Beged, you wash it, and you bring in another bit, and another bit. So Taisus asks, that beer be mikzah shmo beer, what's, if you're bringing it into even less than three, it's mikzah, okay, but it's... Shmol Beah, how can you do that? So Tosfos answers, Shani Beged, Hoyer veYochel Choyt Choy, LeChoshiv Keilu Nichnas Kuloi. So first he uses the words, LeChoshiv Keilu Nichnas Kuloi. So from the word itself is Mashma, he understood that Beah B'Mikzas is Keilu Nichnas Kuloi. But even more, Mashma, what's the Sor? Shani Beged, since you can cut it, it's not a problem of Keilu Nichnas Kuloi. It's not a problem of Beer B'Mikzas. Like we said before, since you can cut it, it's like we called it blocked. Something which you won't be able to go even further doesn't have the problem of Beer B'Mikzas. Same as, so if you have will be a nice tushel, a nice raya to that sad, which would be another hetavai to be able to put your fingers in. The Taki bring from the Orachaim Kodesh, the Sosh Armitzan Balocha, the Kitzu with the Pirush, that the Orachaim sent a piska, a kvittel, to the Mokem HaMikdash. The Chora, in Senek, meant, you could say you said to put it in, you don't see that you said to put it in without touching, but Avada is a minik to touch it, and on other hand, it's Taki, the word Gdoyla Chroinim, who makvid, Yidim, who was, so I once asked Rav Eliashiv about it. He told me to kiss is zecher, no problem. You're kissing, you're not going even, you take a part of the wall. He said, Taka, that it's kedai to be careful. He didn't say it's osur. Kedai to try not to put the fingers in, that's what he said. But again, the minig is not like that. It's just agam, yeah. Just one cheder before, we said about people going to the Beis HaMikdash, they even know. After the Churban, people still come oile leregel. Is and we brought the Ran, is a Medrash. Lemaisen Leg de Bihuda has very interesting. He says that it is a Gemara in Kiddushin that you're not allowed to stand up for your Rebbe more than twice a day. That's what Gemara says, because you can't be Mechabed your Rebbe more than Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shema we say twice, Kabbalah Zemach HaShemayim, twice a day. If they're going to do more, you won't. So, Rav Yehuda says that Oyler Regel, nowadays, he takes some impressions. Nowadays, we're not Oyler Regel anymore. I mean, there's no Mikdosh. So, he speaks about in Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Is a chiv today to go to your Rebbe on a Yom Tov to the Kabbalah Ponov? So, Neudibilde says that, no, I forget, he says, you're not allowed to. We don't go to the Mikdosh, so we'll be doing more, giving more cover to our Rebbe than to the Beis HaMikdosh, which the Fiyah Gemara Kedush and Sitake says, you're not allowed to even. The Maisa, the Gemara, the way the Gemara says, what happened, the Shunamis, she came to Elisha, and he asked, that why are you coming today? It's not Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. So from there we learn they got chiv lekabel pnei Rabbi Beregel. Is Rishonim asked, you're talking about Yom Tov lekabel pnei Rabbi Beregel, and he says lechoidesh v'leit Shabbos. That's Chodesh Shabbos. It's not talking about Yom Tovim. So that Rishonim want to say, I think the Turi Evan holds that it means Shabbos taka means Yom Tov, and Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah. That's the Achim. Balazs on Seth in Ritva says, it depends. If you live close to Rebbe, you don't have to go Chodesh and Shabbos. If you live far away, as a Koponi, you have to come on Yomim Tovim. There's a fee that it comes out that we're always doing more than we're going to Rebbe Chodesh, Shabbos, Yom Tovim, you're always doing more than the Regan. It's somewhere it come out that we're not worried about that Nakuda, the Nedim Yehuda, that going more to your Rebbe, that you're going more to your Rebbe than to Mokim Eidosh. I mean, that wasn't Halacha. The Halacha was you go Shabbos, you go Chodesh. You go every time when there's a special you see from the Septakel of Poiskim Chodesh, the Mikbrocha brings, that is still, even today, there's still a Chiv, Kabbal Pnei Rabbi Beregel. It was not here, but the Poiskim say about mitzvah, Kaponim, to try and go. And so we're not worried about Nedim Huda. It's a few that, about what you see from Nedim Huda, that Nedim Huda took on, and no one goes to Mokim HaMikdash anymore after Chum Ves HaMikdash. We brought the Ram, we brought Medrash HaShim. Taka once asked Ruchan Kinevsky if his father was Makpid, the stipler, to go Ariel Regel every Yom Tov. What did he? So he told me, go on Nedim Huda. So his father wasn't Makpid. Nedim Huda, Taka says, you don't go. Is the mice that the way I said before, Eliashiv was Makbid, but obviously from here it's not so easy. But people live in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, there's a big tzad that you have to go.